Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Heist. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Larker. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roman Mahias. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Campbell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Brunette. Pitching for the Houston Astros, George Brunette. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. And now, play ball. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick bunts towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Heist hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hubbs strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Larker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Aspromonte takes first base on ball four. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Mahias settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Brunet is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brunet hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Warwick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brunet moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. Brunet moves to third. Two outs. Al Heist batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Heist is 0-for-1 in the game. Heist hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rogers. Brunet scores. Temple moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Astros. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 0-for-1 in the game. Larker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Larker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brunet fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burkell hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Warwick. Burkell reaches second base with a double. Dick Ellsworth batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Ellsworth takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burkell moves to third. 2 outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbs hits a pop-up towards short. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias is 0-for-1 in the game. Mahias hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mahias. Williams reaches second base with a double. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks strikes out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams scores. It's Astros, 1, Cubs, 1. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brunette fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lillis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brunette is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brunette is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunette strikes out. Burpell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Brunette out. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Warwick is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo juggles the ball. That's an error on Santo. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Warwick moves to second. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Heist is 0 for 2 in the game. Heist hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hubs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Burpell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Burpell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Burpell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ellsworth is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brunette fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Mejia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larker is 0 for 2 in the game. Larker hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias is 0 for 2 in the game. Mahias hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Williams strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to third. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Rogers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rogers bunts towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Banks scores. Altman moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Landrum is 0-for-2 in the game. Landrum hits a fly ball into right field. Mejia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lillis takes first base on ball 4. Campbell moves to second. Joey Amalfitano pinch hits for George Brunet. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Amalfitano bunts towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Campbell moves to third. Lillis moves to second. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Warwick is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Temple is thrown out after the base hit. Campbell scores. Lillis scores. It's 3-2, Astros. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bertel is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bertel takes first base on ball 4. Bob Will pinch hits for Dick Ellsworth. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Will strikes out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Cubs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-3 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Heiss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive towards short. Lillis misplays the ball. That's an error on Lillis. Hubbs moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Barney Schultz now pitching. Mo Thacker now catching. Al Spangler pinch hits for Al Heist. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spangler for the out. One out. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Larker is 0 for 3 in the game. Larker hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mahias is 0 for 3 in the game. Mahias strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Warwick now playing center field. Al Spangler now playing left field. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kemmerer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Landrum is 0 for 3 in the game. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mo Thacker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thacker hits a fly ball into center field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Aspromonte strikes out. One out. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Campbell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Campbell strikes out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lillis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Houston Astros, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.